If you are being challenged as we speak by rush hour traffic on this holiday weekend, here is some small consolation. You could be in Dublin. Traffic in the Irish capital has been ranked just a bit more fluid than that of Calcutta. And from what we hear, a new traffic management system has not slit the Gordian knot of Irish traffic jams. Ray Kennedy is senior reporter for RTE Radio in Dublin. Ray Kennedy, can you describe the new system for us?
Well, it started on Monday in complete confusion for drivers who discovered that streets they had used for decades were now closed. Only buses were allowed down these streets. And, of course, what resulted were lengthy traffic jams all around Dublin City, although if you're a motorist in Dublin City, you will already know how bad these are. This was an attempt by the City Council to cure it, they said. They said it will make things easier for motorists. Well, I can tell you, I've been out on the streets this week, and as far as I can see, it hasn't worked.
Well, I gather that when you're driving in Dublin now, you see signs that are both large and complex, full of information.
Yes. On these new signs, instead of saying O'Connell Street or City Centre or South City, they had numbers. So you now try to find Junction 8. Where Junction 8 was, nobody knew, so they didn't even know if they found it, where they would go, where Junction 9 was. So with the result, of course, that people just said, I'm not even going to look at these signs. They're too confusing. I'm going to drive the way I always drove. It's Friday now. The signs went up on Monday. The signs across Dublin City are all now down, and they're lying in a junkyard in the west of Dublin City.
Aha. You mentioned signs, by the way, that directed one to City Centre. From what I read, they didn't actually say City Centre. You had to know Irish to know that they said City Centre.
Yeah. I mean, there are sections of Ireland that are Irish-speaking, and we have two official languages, Irish and English. Now, unfortunately for the planners, Dublin City is an English-speaking city, as everybody knows. So the Irish word on lore appeared. Now, anybody who has gone to prep school in Ireland knows on lore is City Centre. Tourists, however, and visitors to the city would have no idea what this word meant. So the government stepped in on that topic in particular and have tried to change it into English, because the confusion amongst tourists, which of course Ireland depends on for a lot of its economy, was just amazing, and people were driving around Dublin lost.
Now, Mr. Kennedy, can you explain how it is that traffic in Dublin, a city which after all has in its metropolitan area, I believe, fewer than 2 million people, is considered more clogged than that of New York or London, cities with five times as many people living in and around them?
There's many complex reasons for it, but one of the simple reasons is that up to 10 years ago, Dublin and Ireland in general was not in the economic state it is in now, where we have full employment, for instance, and where we've just come off the tide of an economic boom. In the 1970s and the 1980s, things like traffic congestion and commuters weren't that much of a problem because unemployment was so high. Now, all of a sudden, we're all trying to get to work, and we're finding that the neat little streets we had in this city don't fit everybody, because most of the people live in the outer suburbs of Dublin, and everybody at around the same time in the morning is trying to get into the city centre to work, and they don't have subway, and they don't have interlinking and crisscrossing bus routes. This really is the problem we're facing.
Ray Kennedy, thank you.
Thank you.
Ray Kennedy, senior reporter for RTE Radio, spoke to us from Dublin.